chestnuts roast.
Have a holly.
Bucket around.
Last Christmas. I want more Christmas.
The next holiday classic.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jason O'Neill, and I want to welcome you to the Next Holiday Classic. The Next Holiday Classic is a song contest where you, the listener, vote for the best new original holiday songs over the next coming weeks. Then, coming up on December 25th, we are going to be crowning the winner for 2011. On this show today, we are in week two of the semifinals, where during the next hour, we're going to be hearing 10 new holiday songs. After you listen to and you hear all the entries today, go to thenextholidayclassic.com and vote for your favorite song. The three songs receiving the most votes are then going to move on to the finals. We've got a lot of great music to get to, so let's jump right into it. Our first songwriter, Alistair Bradley, comes to us from Toronto after receiving a college degree in mathematics and then spending 15 years developing software. Alistair left the corporate world to pursue his songwriting and performing. When he's not busy writing or producing, you can often find him mentoring other songwriters at the Summer Song Studio workshops held annually in Toronto. Here's the first entry in this week's semifinals. This is The Lights Are On for Christmas by Alistair Bradley.
The lights are on for Christmas. Stars that shine on earth to light the way for a Savior's birth. Keep the light of Christmas every day. Keep it every day.
That was The Lights Are On for Christmas by Alistair Bradley. If you think this song should move on to the finals, take a minute at the end of the show and cast your vote. Just go to thenextholidayclassic.com. Moving right along, our second semifinal entry this week is Boston, Massachusetts-based entertainer, arranger, teacher, and studio musician Chrysanthi Pappas, who plays an average of 150 performances a year throughout New England and New York City. Chrysanthi has been compared to Nora Jones, Bonnie Raitt, and even Ella Fitzgerald. Listen now and you'll hear why. Here is You and Me by the Christmas Tree by Chrysanthi Pappas.
On Christmas Eve, when everyone's gone home, it's you and me by the Christmas tree. You and me by the Christmas tree.
There it is, our second semifinalist on this week's show. That was You and Me by the Christmas Tree by Chrysanthi Pappas. To vote for this song, go to thenextholidayclassic.com after the show. Hey, don't go anywhere. Coming up right after the break, we're going to have more new songs, one of which may be a song that you want to vote for at the end of the show. We're also going to have our holiday classic feature, where we're going to spotlight a well-known hit from the past that, when first written, was so depressing, the artist for whom it was written refused to sing it. Yet it went on to become one of the most beloved holiday songs of all time. I'm Jason O'Neill, your host, and this is the Next Holiday Classic.
The Next Holiday Classic.
Welcome back to the Next Holiday Classic Song Contest. I am your host, Jason O'Neill, your guide today in the search for the best new holiday music. We're going to get back into the contest in just a minute, but first, our holiday classic spotlight for this week. In 1943, Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine were a successful songwriting team hired to pen the songs for the movie musical Meet Me in St. Louis, which would star the legendary Judy Garland. For the now famous scene in which Garland and her little sister, 7-year-old Margaret O'Brien, are despondent over the prospect of moving away from their cherished home, Martin wrote an initial set of lyrics that were almost comically depressing. Among the never-recorded couplets were lines like, "Have yourself a merry little Christmas, it may be your last," and "Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us no more." After several requests by Judy Garland to rewrite the lyrics, Martin finally gave in, coming up with a new, somewhat less downbeat lyric, with one of the most popular versions of the song recorded by Frank Sinatra in 1957. Here is "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas."
Have yourself
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
That is this week's Holiday Classic Spotlight. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas from Frank Sinatra. All right, now back to this week's semifinal entries for the next Holiday Classic. This one comes to us from New York-born Catherine Porter, who is a singer, songwriter, and musician who has appeared in several musicals and films, including leading roles on Broadway, where she first hit national prominence, singing opposite Michael Crawford in the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. In addition, Catherine has released one album of solo material and has been a backup singer for various bands, including the legendary Queen. Here is our 10th semifinalist in this week's contest. It's We Want Peace by Catherine Porter.
Half the world is sitting by a fire, telling their tales, strumming guitars, singing merry songs while watching the snow slow.
That was We Want Peace by Catherine Porter. Remember, vote for We Want Peace at thenextholidayclassic.com. You can do that right after the show. So there you have it, the 10 semifinalists from week 2 of the Next Holiday Classic Song Contest. Let's take a moment to recap the entries for this week. The first song we heard today was The Lights Are On for Christmas.
The lights are on for Christmas. Stars that shine on earth.
You and Me by the Christmas Tree.
You and me by the Christmas tree. Alone.
A Cowboy for Christmas.
I want a cowboy for Christmas. Santa, listen to my plea.
Stars Twinkle.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Christmas Without You.
I don't want to spend another Christmas without you.
Our Christmas Day.
Our Christmas Day. Always near the tree.
The Perfect Gift.
I've been running all around trying to find the perfect gift for you.
Real Old Fashioned Christmas.
Let's have a real old fashioned Christmas.
It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time.
We want peace.
All that we want is peace.
Well, there they are. Now you get to help choose who goes on to the finals. Just visit thenextholidayclassic.com and you can cast your vote for your favorite songs from this week's entries. Again, our website is thenextholidayclassic.com. And make sure that you join us next week on this station right here for week 3 of the semifinals as we become one step closer to crowning the next holiday classic. Until then, I'm Jason O'Neill, wishing you a wonderfully peace-filled holiday season.